scrunch down like that, and that's what they do when they want to hug. Now, like a little child was saying his prayers, so he went over to the bed and
laid his head on the bed.
And
covered his eyes.
Mm-hmm. And if he if he got down on his knees, you'd say that he
said his prayers.
Mm-hmm. And the actual getting down on their on your knees, you'd say that you'd call that. You'd say that he.
Mm-hmm.
And that he. Now, if you were feeling tired, you might say, "Well, I believe I'll go over to the sofa and
lay down."
Mm-hmm. And a person that you might say, "Now that person, that lazy thing, he can get up all day long. He just
left."
And if he didn't sleep, if he was awake but he's in bed, you'd say all day long he just
lay down.
And talking about something that you saw in your sleep, you might say, "Well, this is what I
dreamt."
Mm-hmm. And you say, "Well, sometimes when I go to sleep, I
dream."
Mm-hmm. But a lot of times I can't remember what I've
dreamt about.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes you might say, "Now, I dreamt I was falling, but just as I was about to hit the ground, I
woke up."
Now, if you bring your foot down heavy on the floor like this, you say that you make a loud noise with it. You'd say,
"Thompson?"
Yeah. Now, if a boy were to meet a girl at church or something and he wanted to accompany her home, he might say, "May I
company home?"
And if he had a car or a wagon or whatever and he was going to provide that, he'd say, "Well, would it be all right if I was to..."
"The wagon?"
Mm-hmm. And he wanted to tell her that he's going to use the wagon in order to
take her home.
Yeah, yeah. And now if you had your truck stuck in the mud, you might have to get behind it and
push.
Or you might tie a rope on the front and
pull it.
Now, if you had to carry something that was heavy, and instead of saying you picked it up and carried it, you might say you picked it up and
toted it.
Mm-hmm. Really good. Now, if there was a little child in the kitchen and the stove was on, you might say, "Now that stove is real hot, so
don't touch it."
And if you needed a hammer or something, you might tell one of your kids, "Go
get the hammer.
And I want you to come and
help me."
Mm-hmm. And now, do you remember kids playing hide and seek?
Not lately.
No, not lately. But do you remember when they used to play hide and seek? Well, what would they call that place? They'd have to run in and touch the...
Well, hard eye if they wasn't hid.
Oh, yeah, uh-huh. And now how would they keep from, you know, if they didn't, before they got caught, I mean, in order to be home free, they'd have to come in and touch the...
Paddle place, where they started.
Yeah, and what would they call that place where they started?
Home.
Home. Home. And, excuse me. Like if a person had been fishing for trout but didn't have any luck, he might say, "Well, I've been fishing but I haven't
caught anything." Huh?
Excuse me. Now you might arrange to meet somebody in town sometime, and you might say, "Now don't worry, if I get there first, I'll
wait."
And now if you were just about to punish a little child,